Yes, I have solar heating for my swimming pool. The maid drives a hybrid.
What do you drive?
Well, I need a bigger car for the kids.
How big?
Well, I drive an SUV, sometimes.
What about your residence? You have solar panels for your electricity?
Well, I had consultants come to the house. Only Jerry, my husband, says it's too expensive to install, but I'm working on him.
And your appliances?
Every single one is Energy Star. Every one.
That's good. And how large is your family?
I have 2 boys, 7 and 9.
Wonderful. How big is your house?
I don't know exactly.
How many square feet? She hesitated.
Ah, hell, tell him, man, Bradley said.
She has a huge fucking house. Must be 10,000-15,000 square feet. Absolutely beautiful. And the grounds. Gotta be an acre, acre and a half. Sprinklers going day and night. And such gorgeous landscaping. She has fundraisers there all the time. Always wonderful events.
Kenner looked at her.
12,000, Anne said. Square feet?
For 4 people, Kenner said.
Well, my mother-in-law lives with us sometimes, and of course the maid in the back.
And do you have a second home? Kenner said.
Shit, she's got 2, Bradley said. Got a fabulous place in Aspen, and a great house in Maine as well.
That we inherited, Anne said.
My husband.
And is that apartment in London? Bradley said. Is that yours or your husband's company or what?
The company,
Kenner said. How about travel? You use private jets?
Well, I mean, we don't own one, but we catch rides, whatever. We go when people are going anyway. We fill the plane up, which is a good thing.
Of course, Kenner said. But I must admit, I'm a little confused about the philosophy.
Hey, she said, suddenly angry. I live in a milieu where I have to keep up a certain standard. It's necessary for my husband's business, and... Anyway, where do you live?
I have an apartment in Cambridge.
How big?
900 square feet. I do not own a car. I fly coach.
I don't believe you, she said.
I think you'd better, Bradley said.
This guy knows what he's...
Shut up, Ted, Anne said. You're drunk.
Not yet, I'm not, he said, looking wounded.
I'm not judging you, Anne, Kenner said quietly. I know you're a dedicated advocate. I'm just trying to figure out what your real position is on the environment.
My position is human beings are heating the planet and poisoning the planet, and we have a moral obligation to the biosphere, to all the plants and animals that are being destroyed, and to the unborn generations of human beings, to keep these catastrophic changes from taking place.
She sat back, nodding her head. So our moral obligation is to others, other plants, animals, and other people.
Exactly.
We need to do what is in their interest?
What is in the interest of all of us?
Conceivably, their interest is not the same as ours. Conflict of interest is the usual case.
Every creature has a right to live on the planet.